Sabona, my friends, you are listening to the Creative Spiritual Journey podcast, Small Steps, where we give you small steps to help you walk deliberately with Christ along your journey. I'm Judy Cooley. I'll be your host for this episode. Thanks for joining me here in South Africa, where I'm serving a mission for The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints with my companion, Elder Cooley. I want to share the importance of our light. Each one of us came to earth with the light of Christ, and it's up to us to keep it burning bright so that others can see and follow. I love to ask members of the church, what is their story? How did they become members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints? And I have found a common thread. They saw the light of others. They saw the light of a person that attracted them, and they wanted to know who they were, where they were going, and whatever this is I'm noticing, how can I have that in my life? I'm going to share with you a story of one of my very first friends here, Sister Kamalo. But first, I want to tell you about the smile experiment. The smile experiment is that you simply smile at everyone you meet and you see what happens. I begin by smiling in the mirror in the morning. I smile in my prayers, and I make it a habit to smile. The majority of the time, when you smile at someone, they will smile back. So did you know what happens when you smile? There is actually a research done on this. There is a Happiness Institute. I mean, who doesn't want to go there? And they have found that smiling sets off fireworks in the brain. It sends this message to the brain that are good for your health and happiness because it releases neurotransmitters, including dopamine, serotonin, endorphins that reduce stress and other negative emotions, such as frustration and anger, and also boost your positive emotions, such as happiness. So when you smile, something happens to the person you're smiling at. The neurons in their brain respond with what is called mirror neurons, which means they copy the emotions they see, and that is why happiness can be contagious. I believe if everyone smiled more, we would live in a happier, kinder, and more connected world. Did you know the scriptures talk about smiles? In the Book of Mormon, in 3 Nephi 19, verse 25, we read that Christ is praying with the people, and his countenance did smile upon them, and the light of his countenance did shine upon them. Can you imagine what the smile and the light of Christ would be like? Now that would be something to mirror. We smile, send off those fireworks in our brain, and we shine that divinely inherited light of Christ that is within us, and it is contagious. So let me share with you Sister Kamalo. She is so delightful. Okay, I'm with Sister Kamalo, Bonnie. She's one of the first friends on my mission, and I just love you. I hope you know that.
I know.
You have such a light to you. The first time we came to your home, the missionaries dug up a garden area and you cooked them an amazing lunch. You have this big heart. So I'd love to hear your conversion story.
All right. So how I came to know the church, I was searching. Mm-hmm. I was searching, but I was tired of searching, and I was at a point in my life where I had just given it to Heavenly Father to show me the church, because I had been to so many different churches and I was disappointed, and I thought I can't do this on my own. And so every day when I went to bed, I said a prayer and I asked him to show me the right church, because I understood that he had witnessed all the heartache that I had felt, or I'd been all the disappointments that I had faced as I go through other churches. And so I said the same prayer every day, said the same prayer. And then one day I saw this lady she looked pretty good for someone her age. In my community, when you are older, you have to dress a certain type. Or people that go to other churches, they wear these uniforms. And so she didn't wear a uniform, and she didn't wear a duke or dress like a certain gogo. I just loved the energy. And every Sunday, I noticed this girl, and I got curious of where she was going. And every time I would want to say this everyday prayer of mine, suddenly I couldn't utter the words. I had this level of guilt. And every time I wanted to say the words, I couldn't say the words. Because now I knew that Heavenly Father knows that I say I've been to all the churches, but I haven't been to this woman's church. I tried to ignore it because I was used to having Sundays to myself. But I felt guilty. For some reason, I thought me having been to all the churches gave me a pass for not keeping the Sabbath day holy, which I didn't know was a Sabbath day holy at the time, but I thought it gave me a pass that Heavenly Father understands. But suddenly, I felt this guilt. And then one day I woke up late. On this day, she had already passed, I assumed. And I quickly prepared the kids, and my husband drove me to where they met. And so I went into the first door that I saw. And when I went in there, the only available chair was at the front. And as I looked back, there was the woman there. And the missionaries were there. I had seen the missionaries before, but I didn't know they were missionaries. I thought they were some clinical workers because I had seen them pushing some lady in a wheelchair. I thought maybe they were volunteers of some sort. So they were missionaries. And it was a fast and testimony Sunday.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Everyone was bearing their testimonies. Although I didn't understand, everyone was saying the church is true, which I thought was bizarre. But also there were girls and boys, young girls and boys. And what they said, although it didn't make sense to me, but I felt a connection to what they were saying. And as much as I wanted to rush out, as soon as I saw faces that I couldn't recognize, especially the missionaries, I thought to myself, you know what? I am not coming here next week. But as soon as I heard those girls bear their testimonies, and the missionaries came to me afterwards, they introduced themselves and they asked me who I was, and they told me there was going to be another class and invited me to stay. And I stayed. And after church, to walk me back home with the kids, and I allowed them to, and they met my husband, and they asked to come and visit, and we did allow them to come and visit us, and that was the beginning of my journey.
So you've been a member for how long?
I think for 30 years now.
And you've been to the temple, and yes. It all started with this go-go,
yes,
that walked by your house, that had a light to her, and a difference, something that caught your eye.
Yes.
And you wanted to know, where is she going?
Yes.
What makes her different?
I couldn't ignore the light that she carried with her. I couldn't ignore it.
I love that. Thank you.
Yes.
Now can you see what I mean? She is delightful. Thank you to Bonnie Kamalo for opening up her heart and her home to share her story. And I am so grateful for that go-go, which is Zulu for grandma, that go-go that walked by her home towards the church, shining her light. The Savior said, "Let your light so shine before man that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Opportunities to shine are limitless. They're all around you, my friend. We can be a source of light to the world, just as turning on a light switch in the dark room will fill the room with light, being an example of righteousness, being an example of the Savior, can help light up an increasingly dark world. So I invite you to try the smile experiment. Go ahead, show off your shine. It's so simple. Smile, shine that light that you were born with, because you just never know who's watching. Be an example of the light of Christ. And I promise you, just like we read in Doctrine and Covenants 50:24, that which is of God is light, and he that receiveth light and continueth in God receiveth more light, and that light groweth brighter and brighter until the perfect day. It begins with a smile. And if you know someone that needs some light shined on their path, share this message with them. And I'll see you on the trail.